Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Dave Richard, CBS Sports HQ, joins us now on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Dave, a crazy week. Not only in the NFL, but certainly in fantasy circles. So if you're an owner of, let's say, Mark Ingram or J.K. Dobbins, who, by the way, just got cleared to play in this game tomorrow night, are you even considering starting these guys? I mean, I guess by now you've probably already played most of your guys, but what if you were counting on these guys? What do you do with this game tomorrow night?
Well, what do I do if I've got Gus Edwards in my lineup? Because I picked him up and made him a priority because I figured that Dobbins and Ingram weren't going to play, and now there's a chance that they can. I'm going to feel like a fool because I wasted my fab dollars or my number one waiver claim on Gus the Bus. But if Dobbins is available, and we don't know for sure that he's going to be available, we think he's got a chance to. He's got to fly separately from the team. It's this whole big deal. But if he is active for the game, look, the last time these teams met, the Ravens ran for 200 yards on 31 carries against the Pittsburgh Steelers. They had unbelievable run scheme fits. They did a great job. And J.K. Dobbins was their leading rusher because he was hitting the outer edges and was having a lot of success. He had 113 yards on 15 carries, something like that. He might have had 115 yards on 13 carries. I get my numbers mixed up. I see a lot of them. But the bottom line is that he had over 100 yards, and Gus scored on the game. If they're available, I don't expect Ingram to do much of anything. It felt like the last time the Ravens played, which, by the way, feels like it was a month ago at this point, that Dobbins was taking over. He was the lead guy. He had the most work. I would be happy to start J.K. Dobbins if he's active. But if I was counting on Gus Edwards and I don't have another replacement, not going to pick up Benny Snell or anything like that, I think I'd be okay with Gus trying to find the end zone against the Steelers. Steelers have allowed over 5 yards per carry in their past four games, and maybe they'd give up a touchdown. Gus would certainly have a chance to do it in the game. I would start him for that reason alone. But let me throw a curveball in here, because waivers aren't going to run this week until Wednesday on most sites. If I've got Gus Edwards on my team, and I've already won or lost this week, and I can still make adds and drops, and Benny Snell is on my waiver wire, I'd think about making that switch, because what if James Conner, who's not playing on Wednesday, isn't available for the Steelers' next game, and Snell ends up being the best running back for the Steelers? Neither of these guys have played yet. I should be allowed to make that move. It's a sneaky, underhanded, villainous way to improve your fantasy team, and I love it. I would absolutely do that. But that's only if I've got Gus Edwards on my team and the results of my matchup are already in the books, and if Benny Snell is on the waiver wire.
Is Carson Wentz like the anti-Benjamin Button? I mean, like, what's going on with this guy?
No, man. It's the offensive line. I still think he's a good quarterback. I just don't understand. Okay. I don't understand the schematics of what Philly is doing right now, Dustin. And the fact that they... It feels like they're trying to run their offense, offensive line be damned. And I would imagine that a coach that's won a Super Bowl like Doug Peterson would do a better job trying to work around that offensive line, maybe use the run game more, maybe throw to your running backs a little bit more. The only guys that he's really connecting with right now are the tight ends, and in most of those instances, these are just big guys that are short area targets. So all he's really doing, he knows he's got to get rid of the ball quickly because his offensive line is going to evaporate play after play after play, and the pass rush is going to get right on him. So he just has to flick it 6-7 yards downfield to a big body, and he's good to go. I can't help but wonder what's going on in that building, but it is certainly making me not want to use Carson Wentz in fantasy. And if I'm not using him, I can't use his receivers. The only guy I'm going to have real confidence in is Dallas Goedert, and that might not even last because Zach Ertz is supposed to come back soon. And then Miles Sanders is supposed to be their workhorse running back. He's had 61% or fewer snaps in the last two games. So his work is going down. It's crazy to me what's going on in Philadelphia. I wouldn't say you avoid the whole thing, but you got to lower expectations for Sanders. You can still keep starting Goddard for now, and it's hands off Carson Wentz for the rest of this year.
Dave Richard joining us on the hotline. All right, so you are an owner of either, maybe both, Alvin Kamara, Michael Thomas. Taysom Hill takes over as quarterback. Alvin Kamara's fantasy numbers plummet. Talk us off the ledge here. Is this something to be really concerned about because the playoffs are right around the corner? We're not exactly sure when Drew Brees is going to return, Dave.
Right, so we don't know exactly when Alvin Kamara will go back to being himself again. And now we've got a sample size of two games where he has like one catch total. It's pathetic. It's not what we expected at all. It's not what we signed up for when we drafted Alvin Kamara in the first round. And the Saints are winning. So I'd be surprised if Sean Payton says, hey, look, this is all great, but Alvin Kamara's got to get his touches. They know that they've got to be a run-heavy team until Drew Brees comes back. And it just so happens that they've got a decent schedule moving ahead. I think that if you've got Alvin Kamara, you've got to lower expectations, especially in PPR leagues. Think of him as a number two running back. And I hate saying this because I already talked about how you have to lower expectations with Miles Sanders. Now you got to do it with Alvin Kamara. We've been doing it for weeks with Ezekiel Elliott. But that's just the way that fantasy is. You're still going to start Alvin Kamara no matter what I say right now. But you just can't expect him to go off for 100 yards and a touchdown because half of his game is gone. Taysom Hill's not throwing on the ball. And worse yet, Taysom Hill is stealing touchdowns from him in short yardage situations. And when it's not him, it's Latavius Murray stealing numbers like he did late last week. I wouldn't worry about Murray so much. I think that Alvin Kamara will still be okay, just not great. I'd like to see those catches go up. Maybe they need a competitive game for that to happen, but I'm also not sure if it's programmed for Taysom Hill. Because you know this, Dustin will know this for sure. Quarterbacks have tendencies. They're going to lean on what they know. And it seems clear to me that Taysom Hill, when he does throw, he's smart enough to lean on Michael Thomas. We saw that 2 weeks ago against the Falcons. And they play the Falcons again this week, so I'd feel encouraged to start Michael Thomas. But he's not throwing it, really, to either of his running backs, and certainly not to Kamara. So until we start seeing more designed pass plays to Kamara, I'm going to say you got to be a little bit nervous to use him.
Well, speaking of Michael Thomas, Tyreek Hill scores 57 points in PPR on Sunday. Michael Thomas hasn't had 57 points all season. Was that one of the most unbelievable performances of Hill you've seen?
I walked into that. I had Hill ranked number one, but it wasn't necessarily because of anything that Hill was doing. Remember, the week before, the Bucs took on the Rams. And Dustin, this must have driven you crazy, watching those defensive backs in Tampa Bay. Just they'd make contact with Kupp and Woods, but they couldn't bring them down. Okay, they didn't have that Ohio State mentality to take down.
No, they didn't.
The offensive player. They did not have the tackling skills down. Each of those receivers had over 70 yards after catch. And Tyreek Hill was coming down, and you thought that those defensive backs were going to catch him? No chance. So I don't think Tyreek Hill is going to do that every week, and it was certainly one for the record books for fantasy. I believe it's the second best all-time game for a receiver in fantasy history. And I think Calvin might have the best game. Someone out there has got it. I can't remember what it is. But it was outstanding, and this is what Tyreek Hill does most weeks. He's got speed, that's a problem. He's got a quarterback that can throw it 60 yards, no problem. So I don't understand how the Bucs game plan for him. I think it was stupid what they did. They were playing a lot of man against Tyreek Hill. Good luck. You don't have anybody that fast. And if you had Tyreek Hill on your fantasy team, you probably won. And if you played against him, you probably lost.
All right, Dave, we got a question from somebody on Twitter here. Gene says, Kyler Murray versus the Rams or Derek Carr versus the Jets? What happened to the Raiders
I'll tell you, Raiders, and Rams. I watched the game. I thought the offensive line really let them down. They'd played without Richie Incognito, and then they had Denzel Good get hurt during the game. And they were trying to get Derek Carr going downfield. They targeted Henry Ruggs three times on deep passes. That's a name to keep in mind for DFS this week. Remember, the Raiders are taking on the Jets. I love the matchup for Carr. I'm worried about the offensive line, and I'm also a little bit worried about what the run game is going to look like. Josh Jacobs, if he plays, probably won't be at 100%. And if he's not there, it's Devontae Booker running the ball. Could be a really good pickup off the waiver wire. Kyler, just two things are going on with Kyler. Number one, since he got hurt 2 games ago, and it was early 2 games ago, he hasn't been as aggressive running the ball. And for the past maybe 2 or 3 weeks overall in Arizona, they've stopped challenging downfield. And maybe I need to go back and see just how long it's been. Maybe it's just been since Kyler hurt his shoulder. They're not taking as many deep shots downfield. And so if that's the case, then their offense is pretty vanilla, and that means that Kyler Murray isn't going to have a lot of numbers. And by the way, he's taking on the Rams this week. It's one of the best defenses in the NFL. So I've got a hard time trusting both of these quarterbacks, but I have to recognize that the upside is there with Kyler. I would probably, you know, grit my teeth a little bit and say, all right, let's just go, Kyler. Hopefully he makes things happen.
Dave, I'm curious, this weekend the Browns faced Tennessee, the Titans, of course, and Derrick Henry, a lot of people think he's the best back, you know, going forward for the final remaining games of the season. This is kind of a good matchup for him, don't you think?
It's a pretty good matchup, but I would say that for him if he was going up against any defense in the league. He's a problem, and it's not just him. It's just the scheme of Tennessee's offense, their offensive line. They've got, I think they have 4 of their starters going now on that offensive line. And it helps that Myles Garrett is back. That'll help Cleveland a lot. But they need their linebackers to play an A-plus game as well. And they need to do a great job tackling if they're going to try and contain Derrick Henry. But there's things that Tennessee does off of their run game. Play action is huge for them. And once they start getting the defensive backs worried about giving up a big play, and maybe the safeties aren't coming up to the line of scrimmage, that's when Derrick Henry's going to do a lot of damage. So I think you're still going to start Derrick Henry. You can't trust the Browns' defense, of course. And now the big question is, if Tennessee builds a big enough lead, what does that mean for the Cleveland offense? Are they going to be able to lean on Nick Chubb, or is this game going to be in the hands of Baker Mayfield? And if it comes down to that, I'm not sure I like the direction of the offense at that point, and I'm not sure if the Browns can pull out the win, even against this Tennessee defense, which on paper isn't very good. But they are a savvy bunch, man. They find ways to win games.
Well, it is getting crazier and more unpredictable week by week, which is why you need Dave Richard, CBS Sports HQ, to help you out with that fantasy football team. Dave, always a pleasure. I'm sure next week, maybe it'll settle down, but we could be talking about some more nutty scenarios. But we appreciate your time as always, buddy.
You got it, Chico. Good night to you. Good night to Dustin. And remember, don't set your waivers tonight. Do it tomorrow. That's when the waivers will run this week because of the game on Wednesday.
Dave, how about those Hurricanes? Top 10, man. They got a chance or no? No one's talking about it.
To do what?
To make the playoff.
I don't know about making the playoffs, but hey, I'm just happy that they're a one-loss team, and the one loss they've got is to Clemson.
No one's talking about them. They're flying under the radar. I like the Hurricanes.
They are. We'll see. We'll see. If they finish the year top 10, it's a win for the program.
Okay, buddy. Good talk.
I get the feeling Dave wants to keep it that way. He kind of likes them under the radar. Likes them just flying under the radar a little bit.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.